want to invite your attention to Daniel chapter 11 and verse 32. And we'll be reading the second part of that scripture. Daniel chapter 11 and verse 32, reading the second part of that scripture. It is a joy and an honor to be here and to be with each and every one of you, to be able to feel the presence of the Lord in this place. Amen. I was telling my wife before church, I said, now tonight, I said, you got to watch the altar, because they'll dance in a circle. And I said, and there's this brother that he flips every once in a while. And I didn't see my brother Daniel today. Amen. Praise God. Flipping today. Amen. But I was flipping in my spirit. Amen. Praise God. Amen. But it is good to be in this place. This is an apostolic house, a place of worship and demonstration of the power of God. Aren't you thankful to be a part of this church? In the name of Jesus, Daniel chapter 11 and reading verse 32, the second part. But the people that do know their God shall be strong and do exploits. The people that know their God shall be strong and do exploits. Whew. Ask your neighbor, do you know God? Kind of ask them with a little attitude if you can. Do you know God? Do you know God? Let us pray in this hour. Heavenly Father, we thank you. You are awesome. You are mighty. You are powerful. Whew. There is no God like you. Lord, I pray that you will come in this place again. Show up and show off. Do what you do, God. I pray in the name of Jesus, put the devil in his place and let your name be glorified in this house. In Jesus' name, amen. Now clap your hands to the Lord and give God the praise in the house. Hallelujah, hallelujah. You may be seated in the presence of Almighty God. The church today is filled with people who sing about God, talk about God, even wear t-shirts with God messages on them, but they don't even know God personally. They know God from a Sunday to Sunday experience. Basically show up for a Sunday fix. But the Bible says that the people that know their God, that do know their God, God is looking for a people that will draw closer to him in a relationship. Not just to get things out of God. Because some folks, they serve God just to get things out of God. Just whatever God could provide for them and do for them, as if God was Santa Claus. In fact, I believe that the craziness that we have been going through in the world has drawn a line between a social church and a real church. A church that only comes together because of seeing one another, and a church that comes together because we come to have church. We come to have a demonstration of the power of God. And so I see people that God is drawing that line in between them. See, the religious world has messed things up because they've made it about things that you can get from God. Your faith is about things, acquiring things. And so they have cheapened faith with a fake message. But I believe that true faith comes from a relationship with Jesus Christ, where it don't matter if God ever blesses me again, I will still serve him. Can I get a witness in the house of the Lord? If he never touches me again, I still serve him. If he never blesses me again, I still serve him. If he never gets me out of debt, I still serve him. Is there anybody that feels that way in the house of the Lord? Somebody clap your hands to the Lord. Hallelujah. I love what Job's relationship with God was like. He said, even though he slay me, yet will I praise him. Yet will I still serve him. There's another translation that says, even though he chops me up in 1,000 pieces, each piece will still praise the Lord. Praise God. So it don't matter what I go through. If I know that God is still in control, and I know that he looks out for my good, then I can go through hell and know that everything's gonna be all right. Oh, I wish I had somebody right there. Because I know there's some folks, you've been going through some fiery hell in your life. The devil wanted to knock you out, but God still got you in the house of the Lord. I wish I had somebody in this place that you know that if it wouldn't have been for the grace of God, you'd probably be dead already. But God's got you alive. Somebody ought to give God praise. It's time to know God. I want you to look at your neighbor and ask him, do you know him? Do you know God? Or do you just know what people have told you about God? Difference when you come into a relationship with Jesus. Whew, hallelujah. When you know when he talks to you, when he touches you, all of a sudden you're just driving down the highway and you feel the brush of God. Just come into that place. You know God. Jesus came to show humanity a picture of God, a God that they could not see. Colossians chapter 1 and verse 15, it says, who is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of every creature. For by him were all things created that are in heaven and that are in earth, visible and invisible, whether they be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers. All things were created by him and for him, for he is before all things, and by him all things consist. Hallelujah. In other words, everything about what we see is because of God. Glory to God. God is not just something up there in the heavens that you do not know or you do not see. Hallelujah. Do you know him? when you know him, that he is the Alpha and the Omega, that he is the beginning and the ending, that he is from everlasting to everlasting, that heaven is his throne and the earth is his footstool. When you know that he is an infinite God, hallelujah, he is a self-existing God. He never changes. You don't have to worry about having an attitude change in God, because he does not change. He's not down today and up tomorrow. He is a God that does not change. He's not weak today and powerful tomorrow. He is a God that does not change. Does anybody know that our God does not change? Somebody ought to give him praise in the house of the Lord. I don't hear you. You ought to give him praise. I said you ought to give him praise. When you know that God is omnipotent, he is all powerful. He is in no need of power because he is power. He does not have a deficiency of power. He is power. You and I run out of strength, but God never runs out of strength. God never runs out of power. The devil has power, but it is only the power that God gives him. God don't need power. He is power. And wherever God shows up, the power of God shows up. I wish I had some folks in this house that knows that God is in the house, and where God is, his power is present. Does anybody know that the power of God is in this house? Somebody ought to give God praise right now. I need a little more volume. Clap your hands to the Lord. Our God is omnipresent. He's all over the place. He gets there before I get there. But yet at the same time, he's walking with me. He got there years before I even got there, because he moves within time. In fact, he is not constrained to time, but he moves within time. That's why he is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He can go into your past, he can come into your present, and he's already working in your future. He's all over the place. I'm only one, but he is all. He moves the everlasting from everlasting. There is no void in God. If you only knew how powerful, how great, how awesome our God is, then you would not allow for anything that the devil throws at you to bring you down. My God, I wish I had some attitude folk in the house. I said, I wish I had some attitude folk in the house. Somebody give God praise. I dare you to tell somebody our God is awesome. Our God is awesome. He knows the end from the beginning. He knows all things. In fact, the wind obeys his voice. He holds the key to death, hell, and the grave. Then when you know how great and how powerful your God is, this makes you strong. I said it makes you strong. I gotta say it again. It makes you strong. Because to know him is to also believe in him. And faith empowers you even in the face of the worst pandemic. Faith will empower you. If you've been down, it's because you don't really see God as your healer, as the power working God. But it don't matter what the world goes through. I got a feeling everything's gonna be all right. I wish I had an apostolic in this place that got a feeling everything's gonna be all right. Somebody ought to give a shout of praise in the house of the Lord. Clap your hands. Hallelujah. What makes you strong is when you got a faith that cannot be shaken. When you know beyond a shadow of doubt, my God's got this. I don't gotta worry. I'm not even gonna waste a tear on it. I'm not even gonna chew my nails on it. Because my God's got this. Baby, when you've got that kind of strength, ain't no devil in hell gonna bring you down. Ain't no situation gonna bring you down. You'll be solid as a rock, standing strong in the power of the Holy Ghost. You become a threat to the enemy because you are a solid, strong believer in God. I wish I had some strong folk in the house. I wish I had some folks in this place that you know that God's got your back. Does anybody know that God's got your back? Somebody ought to lift up a praise right now. Somebody got to reach out and do a little crazy praise. Do a little worship, a little dancing. I feel the glory of God in this place. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, it's time for the church to rise up with power. Praise God. I'm going to go to you, but don't abandon me. Hallelujah. It's time for the church to rise up with power. We got to let the world know we are still here. Oh, God, you're going to have to brace yourself because I'm about to preach right now. Hallelujah. I've just been getting into the starting of this. Amen. I want you to listen to me. God never has gone on vacation. But it's like the church has taken a vacation. And it's like the church has taken a backseat. We need the church to be a louder voice than anything that's on the street. We need the church to be a more powerful voice than anything that's out there. We need to declare the power of God. Every time somebody says, well, this other sickness came, but there's still power in the name of Jesus. Is there anybody that believed that in this place tonight? Somebody give God praise in the house. We need Christians that have an unshakable faith, an unmovable faith. You stand with authority. Glory to God. Not run from things, but stand in authority. Know that God's got your back. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Walk in authority. Talk in authority. Glory to God. Be strong in your spirit. Quit being a jellyback. Quit being a whiny kid. It's time to wipe off the tears of your cheeks and begin to lift up your hands and know God's got it all under control. I'm preaching to somebody in this place right now. You got to pick yourself up by your bootstraps and let the devil know I'm still alive, baby. I'm still alive and I got fight in my spirit. I got fight inside of me. Is there anybody that's still alive? You got fight up inside of you. You ought to give God praise. I need some fighters up in this house. Somebody give God praise in the house. I need a fighting mama up in this place. I need a fighting daddy up in this place that let the devil know you're not touching my kids. You're not touching my house. You're not touching my family. I'll knock you out. I'll knock teeth out of you. You're going to have a bad day because if you mess with this daddy, if you mess with this mama, it's going to bring nightmares to you tonight. Somebody ought to get an aggressive spirit and let the devil know I'm strong. I'm strong. I'm strong because I know who my God is. Somebody ought to give a crazy praise right now. Oh God. Clap your hands to the Lord. My God, I feel breakthrough in the house. I don't know who it is, but you've been all cluttered up with fear in your life. But fear is leaving. Let me tell you what fear is. Fear is faith in the wrong direction. Because you're believing that that which you don't want to happen to you will come to you. You're fearing it. You're faithing in the wrong direction. Baby, grab that same faith and put it in the right direction. And I got a feeling you're going to see a miracle happen in your situation. My God, I'm about to go crazy in the house. See, your faith is powerful. Talk to your neighbor. Tell him your faith is powerful. That's why the devil's after your faith. He's not after your house. He's not after your bank account. He's not after your car. He's after your faith. And he'll use these things and touch these things in order to bring your faith down. I'm about to go over there if you don't say nothing. Praise God. Amen. Thank you. Thank you. Praise God. Amen. He comes after your faith. He doesn't care about your dog foo-foo. He's coming after your faith. Praise God. He's coming after your faith. Because he knows that as long as you got faith, you're powerful. As long as you got faith, you'll go through any storm. You'll go through any trial. You'll go through any sickness. You'll go through any situation because you got faith. So he tries to take your faith away. Somebody ought to let the devil know, my faith is not for sale. My faith is not to be given away. My faith is stronger than this. Somebody give God praise right now. I feel healing already functioning in this house right now. Somebody beginning to feel healing come over their body right now. Why? Because your faith was on the ground, but God's already lifted up your faith in this house. I declare healing in the house. I declare miracles be released in the house. In the name of Jesus, somebody give God praise right now. People that do know their God shall be Lord, separating the boys from the men. Hallelujah. The weak ones. And he's setting up the strong ones. The fakes from the real. Can I preach this? Glory to God. I feel the Lord pushing this church. I'm just going to be so honest. If you have me back, well, praise God. Amen. If you don't, well, glory. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm just going to be honest. Some of y'all got in this building and you got comfortable. You felt like you arrived and you got comfortable. And you felt like this church, that's it. Hey, we arrived. No, baby. God did not bring you into this building to get comfortable. God brought you into this building to be the light on the hill. God brought you into this building so that on the highway they could see a place that is lit up on fire. God brought you into this building to be an example to the community. Not to get comfortable, but to have the greatest revival you have ever had. Somebody got to give a shout of praise right there. I don't know who you are, but somebody got to. You got a shout all bottled up inside of you. You need to let that go right now in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord.
Somebody better come and arrest me. I already came out. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Watch this, Pastor. Pastor took us on a little tour before we came to church. He showed us the first building. Then he showed us the other building where you guys came out of from here and came to here. And when I saw that building where you guys were at, where I first started going and preaching for y'all, all of a sudden my mind began to remember about your services, where your altars were full of people dancing. You'd bump into each other. You'd start hitting each other in the altar. You had the young ladies and everybody dancing on this side, and you had the men running all over each other and bumping into each other, and my brother flipping right there. Hallelujah. And I remembered that. I remember that. But it's like some folk got a little comfortable in the house of the Lord, that you done forgot where God brought you from to this house. It ain't to become professional, baby. It's to be able to still let the world know we are apostolic. We are crazy. We love God. Oh, Lord, I wish I had somebody right there. Somebody that could give God praise right now. I know some folks, you're saying, well, I'm distancing. My God's still a healer. I said, our God's still a healer. Does anybody know that our God's a healer? Somebody ought to give God praise. Yeah. Watch. This is what I feel in my spirit so strong. Hallelujah. Watch. The people that do know their God shall be strong. And what? And do what? And do what? In other words, it's a people that are on demonstration. It's a people that's doing, that's demonstrating the power of God, that's in the community, seeing the sick be healed, seeing demons coming out of people, seeing people being broken out of crack and whatever other kind of whatever it is, chains being broken. That's what God wants in this city. You can be powerful all you want in this building, but God needs you to do exploits out there in the community. My Lord, if I gotta preach it until I get hoarse, I'm gonna do it in the name of Jesus. But there is something that's gonna be broken this house tonight, because I feel that in the middle of all of this, God is bringing the greatest revival into this church, and the church needs to get more active than it's ever been before. Somebody gotta get in the devil's face and let the devil know we're still here. We're still crazy. We're still apostolic. We're still strong. We're the light on the hill. Somebody give God praise right now.
Raise your hands right now. Feel the Holy Ghost.
I need intercessors interceding right now.
In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Let me tell you something. In Jesus' name, watch this. I feel that God is releasing miracles in this house that are going to be a testimony in the community. In the community. The miracle is your protection. And when God blesses a house with miracles, the community begins to see it. And they begin to say, oh, you need healing? Go to that church that's on the hill, and you'll get healing in that place. You need deliverance? Go to that church that's on the hill, and you'll get deliverance in that place. You need healing for your family? Go to that church that's on the hill, and you'll get deliverance for your family. In the name of Jesus, I just got to take a minute right now. Jesus' name. Jesus' name. Glory to the God of glory. And he said, go ye all into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. But he that believeth not shall be damned. And these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents, and if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. Isn't it interesting that whenever we talk about miracles, we always say God can heal you instead of God will heal you? Oh, it's nice and quiet. I like it when it gets quiet. I've been live streaming for a while, so I'm used to it. Amen. Nobody's saying amen on live stream. Hallelujah. God can heal you. God can heal you. It's about time you can it. Get the can out. Say God will heal you. God will heal you. If you only believe in the can, then you'll never get it. But when you turn the can into a will, all of a sudden you're starting to speak things that are not as though they were. God will heal you. Hallelujah. We got to take that type of authority to say God will heal you. He has all power to do it. And what's powerful is this. He's given you authority to lay hands on the sick, and they will recover. What are you doing, preacher? I'm trying to stir you up tonight. I'm trying to get a fight back in your spirit tonight. Hallelujah. It's time for revival. It's time for the move of God. It's time for the supernatural. Somebody give a shout unto God right now. Hallelujah. Many years ago, we had come into, when we lived in Mexico City, there was that, they called it the crazy virus, el virus loco, which was mad cow disease, and it came in, people didn't know what it was, and they were freaked out, everybody was freaked out, and anybody that had it had to be isolated and all that kind of stuff. And I remember they called me up in Mexico City, and they said we had only a few cases that had just broke out in the whole country. And they said that this little girl had this virus. It's a virus that attacks the brain. And so they said this little girl's got this virus. And they said like this, they said she has not spoken. She's been in a coma for several days, and the doctors aren't giving her much hope to live. And so we went to that hospital, and when we showed up into that place, there was a doctor. He was all guarded up. He had bandage, everything all guarded up, everything to protect himself from
the virus. And I walked into that place. They wanted to put all the gear on me. Amen. Praise God. I kind of felt like David when King wanted to put all his armor on him. David said, I don't have need of that. Amen. And so I walked into that place, and I was with one of my ushers, and a doctor was in there. He was in there taking notes of everything that was going on. And so when I walked in, the doctor looked at me and he said, what are you doing here? I said, we've come to pray in Jesus' name. And he said, oh, he said, there's a lot of people that have already come. He said, look, and right up on the head rest or whatever of that little girl in that hospital, there was a bunch of saints up there and cards, and there was even curanderos, white magic and black magic and all that kind of stuff. People had gone in there. And he said, everything's come here. They've all come, and they've said that they were going to see something happen. And I just looked at him and I said, yeah, but we come in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. We don't come just in any. No. We come in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And so he was unbelieving, didn't think anything was going to happen. And so stood next to that little girl. She was about 9 years old, had been several days without talking, without anything, just in a coma, several days in that condition. So right there, we just told my deacon, I said, we're going to pray. So we started to pray. And some folks get all theologian in their prayer. They got to get all deep in their prayer. Amen. And throw out King James language. Amen. And thou and thee and praise God. And they get so deep that the Lord will look at one of his angels and say, let me know when they ask for something. Amen. Hallelujah. Like we got, you want to impress God with your prayer. Let me tell you something. God is just as deep as he is simple. You don't have to try to impress God. Faith catches God's attention. It's not how eloquent your prayer is. It's how faith works. Amen. And so I just started praying with my deacon. And I said, Lord, you're a mighty God. I'm believing you're going to touch this girl, heal her body in Jesus' name. Amen. And this is where faith kicks in. There's a lot of you would have been like on the edge of your seat. You're like waiting for me to say an instantly. Amen. A lot of y'all were just right there, just ready. Sometimes there's not an instantly. In fact, a lot of times there's not an instantly. Amen. But your faith still has to be working. Because in that moment, the devil will say nothing happened. But that's where you got to be bold like a lion and say, shut up, it's already done. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten. Oh God, I feel glory of the Lord in this place. Hallelujah. I dare you to look at somebody and say, it's already done. Take authority right now and just say, it's already done. Somebody got to believe that before you even get home, it's already done. That before you even get home, it's already done. In the name of Jesus.
Somebody got to take that kind of authority and let the devil know you need to shut your mouth, because my God is in control of this, and it's already done. Can somebody give an already done praise right now in the house of the Lord? I said, give an it's already done praise. I feel it in the Holy Ghost. I don't know who you are, but before church is over with, pain's gonna leave your body. I said pain's gonna leave your body. Who am I preaching to in this place? I said, who am I preaching to in this place?
Watch this. So I just got down at a chair that was there, and I began to just thank God. You know what crazy faith is? When you thank Him for something you still don't got. Amen. That's the kind of faith that freaks hell out. When you start praising God for something you don't got yet. Why? Because you're praising Him on credit. Hallelujah. You're letting God know your credit is good with me. Your credit is good with me, God. I've already prayed about it. I've already believed it. And now I'm praising You for it. Because I know it's on it. I know it's on its way. Does anybody know that God's credit is good with you? I said, does anybody know that God's credit is good with you? Somebody give a shout of praise.
I see some folks already dancing. Why? Because you're already seeing it coming. You're already seeing it on its way. You're already seeing the miracle already flowing. I declare this week is going to be a week of testimonies of people declaring, I believed, I worshiped, and I received. Does anybody believe? Can anybody worship about it? Your receiving is coming. Your miracle is on its way. Oh my God. Somebody ought to give a crazy praise. Something that's out of your character right now. Just give God a praise in the house.
My God, I feel the glory of the Lord.
There's a breakthrough in the atmosphere. Somebody give God praise right there.
So as I was thanking God, all of a sudden, I hear the little girl that has been in a coma for several days. And the little girl says, who is he? I don't think you heard that. The girl had been in a coma for several days. And she says, who is he?
The doctor that was in the room, he stands up. He said, what did you say? She says, who is he? I stood up and I said, I'm Mark Drost, and I came to pray for you in the name of Jesus. The girl was let out of the hospital the next day, completely healed by the power of God. by the power of God. Somebody got to give a shout in the house of the Lord.
Why'd you say that, preacher? Because it doesn't matter what the sickness is. God is still able. God is powerful. God is not confined by what the world says. Watch this. He's released by what the church says. Ooh, that's powerful all by itself. My Lord, that could preach all by itself. Hallelujah. When the people say it, we release God to do it. Hallelujah. That's why power is the death and life is in the power of the tongue. If all you're saying is, I hope I don't get sick, baby, get ready to get sick. But if you keep on singing, there is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. If you keep on saying that there is healing in the name of Jesus, if you keep on saying that you are blessed and not cursed, that you're above and not beneath, then baby, what you're going to see is the power of God operating in your situation. Somebody ought to be walking and talking, declaring things into the atmosphere. Begin to attract the supernatural into your life in the name of Jesus. Somebody give God praise right now. All over this place, I want you to hear me. I feel that God's already started miracles in this place. In the last few, since the beginning of the year, there has been miracles and miracles upon miracles. I have heard of people that they were right at death's door. Watch this, with coronavirus. At death's door, where they called the family in, but God did the miracle. Come on, Holy Ghost. And I feel God wants to release the supernatural in this place right now. Plague has hit your home. Sickness has come against your home. You need to rise up with strength and power. You need to let the devil know no sickness is going to touch my house again. Urabakaya, I need some folks to take authority over that. Urabakaya, you need to paint faith on your doorpost and let the devil know no plague is coming into my house, no virus is coming into my house, no sickness is coming into my house, because our God is a healer. Who am I preaching to in this place? Somebody give God praise right now. If you need a miracle in your body, Hashataya Rabbi. When I call you, if you need a miracle in your body, when I call you, I want you to come running to this altar. And there are some folks that in the process of coming running, you'll receive your miracle in this place. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. When I call you, you need a miracle. You better tell your neighbor when he calls you, better get out of my way. I need my miracle tonight. In the name of Jesus, when I call you, you come running. And then I'm going to release a word of faith in this place. God's going to begin to do miracles. I don't even have to lay hands on anybody. Supernatural's already in this house. God's already touched people already. God's already done miracles in this place. God's already done it. In the name of Jesus, you need a miracle. I want you to come running now in the name of Jesus. Stand in this place. Don't come crying, come believing. 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 Don't be feeling sorry for yourself. You ought to start already shouting for your victory. You ought to be shouting already for your victory. You ought to, be shouting already for your victory. I'm going to release this word of faith. And when I release this word of faith, miracles are going to be loosened in this house. Now raise your hands by the authority of the word of God and by the power that's in the name of Jesus. Lord, release miracles in this place now, now, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. There, 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 there. Urabakataya rabakataya. Now, in the name of Jesus, toka. Touch. Iandorobokotoya rabakataya. Now, 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 now. Miracles being released in this house. Touch. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Now, Sutaya. There. 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 Touch. Now. Ooh. Touch. From the top of your head to the sole of your feet. Miracles now. 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 Somebody got to lift up their voice.
There it is. There it is. Now.
Karabataya, I don't know who you are, but you got that scream all bottled up inside of you. You need to open up your mouth. You need to let that go now. Sataya. There's a breakthrough in that. There's a breakthrough in that. There's a breakthrough in that. Now. Sataya Labakata. Touch. Rabakataya Rabasandaya. Ahora. Now, in the name of Jesus. There it is. There it is. There it is. There. There. Ahora. Urabokotoya. Now in the name of Jesus. Urabakataya Rabashaya. Ahora. Ahora. Toca desde la corona de tu cabeza hasta la planta de tus pies, sanidad divina. Ahora, Uralabakataya Rabashaya, it's all over this place. There, 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 now. Now, touch. Rabakataya Rabashaya. In the name of Jesus. Father, connect. Connect everything. Every connection. We rebuke every attack of the enemy. We declare healing. Let the doctors be amazed. Show off your glory. Show off your power. In Jesus' name. Jesus' name. Now. 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 Jesus' name. I'm going to pray for you, okay? Fear gotta go. He tried to shake you up. You're a powerful instrument to God. The enemy tried to shake you up. Shake your faith. In the name of Jesus. Healing from the top of your head. Right now to the sole of your feet. In the name of Jesus. God is placing you in another dimension. Hishando robo kota yarabahaya. Iando robo shaya. Now, in Jesus' name, healing blow. Healing blow. Urabakata yarabashaya. Now. Ushata yarabakataya. Hikarala rabataya. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Shataya Rabakataya. Thank you. Shataya. Rabakataya Raboshaya. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, Ushaya Rabakataya, Ikaralabataya Raboshaya. I want to pray. I want you to clap your hands to the Lord. Give God praise in the house. Clap as loud as you can. Clap as loud as you can. Clap until your hands begin to get red. Clap! Clap!
Somebody, while they're clapping, they're getting their breakthrough. While they're clapping, they're getting their breakthrough. While they're clapping, they're getting their breakthrough right now. There are chains that are breaking right now. Chains are breaking now, 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 now. Chains are breaking.
I want you to listen to me in the name of Jesus. I feel that God has done miracles in this place. Amen. And a lot of times we will leave a service like this and not know if God did anything or if he didn't do anything. And when you do not count the miracles, then the only one that gets praise is the devil. So I want to see right now, in the name of Jesus, I want to see right now everybody that you feel that God has done a miracle in your body, I want you to raise your hand as high as you can. Affliction shall not return a second time. In the name of Jesus, it will not come back. In Jesus' name, it will not come back. It will not come back. Somebody ought to give God a crazy praise right now. I said a crazy praise. I said a crazy praise. If you gotta dance, dance it out. If you gotta jump, jump it out. But give God a crazy praise, something that's out of your character right now. My God, I feel that. I feel it right there. I feel it. Hirabakaya, there's another wave of miracles. There's another wave of miracles. There's another wave of miracles. This wave of miracles are for people that are not even in this building right now. You know somebody that's sick. Can you praise for them right now? Can you dance for them right now? Can you believe miracle for them right now? Because miracles are going beyond these walls. They're going beyond these walls. They're going beyond these walls right now. Give God that praise. Clap your hands to the Lord. Give God praise. I told you that this week is a week of testimonies. I feel to pray for one more thing right now in the name of Jesus. There are some folks, you were without work, your finances got rattled, what have you. Amen. And I feel to pray a supernatural financial blessing over your life, that people are going to look at you and they're going to say, how is it that you are blessed when everybody else is not? And you're going to be able to say, because I go to the house of the Lord and God's covering is over my finances. Name of Jesus. Hushatayarabakataya. I want you to raise your hands. In the name of Jesus, I'm praying for your finances right now. Hukatarabashatayarabakataya. In the name of Jesus.
by the power of the name of Jesus. Lord, I pray right now, supernatural financial blessing on your people, that as they are surrounded by people that are broke, they are blessed with abundance. And let it be a testimony of the covering of God upon their life. Lord, I pray for increase. I pray for jobs they never even thought to get. In Jesus' name, I pray for promotions. In the name of Jesus, let checks appear that they never even expected to appear. Lord, supernatural blessing come upon your people in the name of Jesus. Now, if you believe it, you ought to give God a roaring praise. I want you to lift up your voice. That's it. Tarabakataya. Go ahead, everybody, speaking in tongues right now. All over this place, speaking in tongues right now. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Iradobokotonda rabasaya. Come on now, lift up those tongues. Lift up those tongues right now. Hallelujah. Now you go out there and you be bold. Whew. Tell your neighbor, say, let's be bold. Let's have the greatest revival we've ever had. How many are ready for it? How many are ready for it? Praise God. Amen. Clap your hands. Take this off. Amen. There we go.
Let's give the Lord a praise. Let's magnify him. Bless his name. Don't you appreciate the good word of God tonight? Praise God. I stood in a little town called San Miguel. It's in El Salvador. Brother Dross was just a wee little boy. But I stood there with his mom and his dad. And it's hard for me to describe the building. It was concrete. It was very, very humble. It probably would have reached from this back wall maybe to four rows out here. And not much wider than this center area. It was so packed out with people. And there was a man testifying that night about how his little boy had taken a fall and a spike had been driven into his head. And they didn't have a hospital nearby. They didn't have a doctor. But that little boy was there and he said, but we prayed and we called on the name of Jesus. And God raised him from the dead. But the thing that I saw was the church was there. And the church was shoulder to shoulder. And they were packed into that place. But there were more people standing outside in a driving rain. They were standing out in the street to be close to what God was doing in that place. And I was so impacted by the fact that when God is able to do what he wants to do, when God is able to move like he wants to move, you won't have to worry about people coming. There are going to be too many of them to get into the building, and they'll stand outside in the rain to hear the word of God. I appreciate the word of faith tonight. Does anybody believe that God is able? Oh, let's love on him for a little bit here. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory, glory. Praise God. In that little town, those folks, they didn't have anything. They were so impoverished. And everything about the place and everything about the church was just so needy and so impoverished. But I couldn't help but think they were so rich in the things of God and so full of the good. I mean, the presence of God was so thick and so good there. God wants to send us that type of revival. God wants you to have shoulder to shoulder, packed in, can't get in more, standing out in the rain. I would stand in the rain to hear the word of God. How about you? Hallelujah. Since we're down here already, reach over, lay your hand on somebody by you, and pray for your brother, your sister, that they be exactly the vessel that God wants them to be. Anointed, blessed, strengthened. Hallelujah. Rain down on this house. Rain down on this people. Every household, every family. Anointing and blessing and strength. Ah, your power, your will, your goodness, oh God. Do it in Jesus' name. Do it in Jesus' name. To God. And when you begin to see that miracle move in your life and in your body, when you begin to see and you test it out and you say, hey, that something's changed, something's different. I'm having the miracle of God, the fruit of that miracle moving in my life. I want you to let somebody know. I want you to share it with somebody. Share the strength of that miracle. Somebody say, praise the Lord. Thank you, Brother Draws, for following out the Holy Ghost tonight. God bless you. We'll see you Wednesday night. Let's have church.